This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're about to go on a trip down an eye-opening rabbit hole with this series based on the Book of Puck.
We're going live.
Nope. We'll do it live.
This is the Come On Man podcast. And here's your host, Paul Bauer.
It's Friday again, boys. How was your week? Who has fun plans for the weekend? Sound off in the chat. What do you guys got going on this weekend? We are kicking off a new series. This one, I'm hoping, is more popular than my Science of Getting Rich series, even though that series will probably help men more, right? This will help you get the girls, right? It'll help you understand the whammon better. It'll help you with some self-improvement, but the Science of Getting Rich is really all about mindset and will help you in all areas of your life. But y'all don't want to watch that. Y'all want to know how to get the girls. All right, fine. Dudes just want to be entertained anyway. So this is the first episode in my Book of Puck series based on the legendary book that's really just a compilation of old forum posts by a guy going by the handle of Puck. Right now, some say Pook, others say Puck. I say Puck because it rhymes with book, right? Book of Puck. It rhymes. It makes sense to just call him Puck, right? And I don't think anyone really knows who this guy is anyway. So I don't think there's any like clarification on how it's pronounced. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I say Puck anyways. Makes more sense to me that way. So the first chapter is called Introduction. A Puck is a Puck. Now, some of these I'll just read to you. Some of these I'll mash together into a single episode, and others I'll go through like the top 10 concepts, right? It just really depends on what's going on, like how much work I want to put into it. And really just like what would make better sense, right? Like this first one, I'm just going to read to you. I think it just makes better sense to just read it and you know, just go off, you know, periodically sprinkle in my ideas and stuff in there. But so I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to read you this chapter, give you my thoughts. It's time for story time with Paul and Puck, baby. You know, it's funny too about me just reading you guys stuff and then just adding my commentary to it is that I kind of think it's just lazy content. Honestly, that's lazy content in my opinion, but it's getting way more views. The episodes I do like this, where I'm just reading and just adding my commentary. And then people were coming back later going, that was a phenomenal episode. I'm like, what's it? All right. Well, I guess, you know, give the people what they want, but it makes my job easier, so why not, right? Now, I want to encourage you guys to read along. You could get the paperback from Amazon. You can read it for free at bookofpuck.com, which is linked in the description. And actually, I'll drop it here in the chat too, bookofpuck.com. In fact, I'll just drop the link to the first chapter that we're all reading today, right? I'll drop a link to that. So this is bookofpuck.com, Introduction to Puck is a Puck. So you guys can read that at your leisure if you want. And also, my man Jack Napier, fellow Rule Zero panelist, he narrated this book, and there's a link to that in the description as well. You can get the audiobook version from Jack on his Gumroad page. So the link to that is in the description. He's not paying me. I'm just giving a shout out to Jack, and a lot of you guys like audiobooks. You cannot find the audiobook on Audible, so that's how you're going to have to get it. Before we get too far into this, guys, be sure to like, subscribe, hit those notifications. Y'all know what to do already. Do sound off in the live, especially if you guys have read the Book of Pooked. Sound off, all right? Let me know your thoughts on some of this stuff. Because Pook, if you guys didn't know, Pook was red pill before red pill was red pill. You know, if you guys read Rational Mail, Rollo quotes Pook in Rational Mail a couple of times, right? So Pook was writing in the SoSwap forums, and that's where Rollo came out of, right? And really, Red Pill is sort of just a mixture of what the pickup artists were doing, and then Rollo added some evolutionary psychology to it, mashed it all together. That's where we have Red Pill praxeology for the most part, right? And guys, don't be stingy with those super chats. I see Brother Nathan already dropped a super chat in there, but we'll get to that after the 8-minute mark because you already know. You already know what soundbite he's getting. Yes, Paul does need coffee this morning. I told the guys at Beer Club that, yeah, I need coffee. Not coffee and Red Bull. Coffee and C4 energy drink with beta power. Yeah, because I was telling the guys at Beer Club this morning that I did not get hardly any sleep last night. And Brother Nathan like said, "Oh, is a nurse chick there?" I'm like, no, that's not why. Unfortunately, it's just I had a hard time going to sleep last night, and then my son and I had to get up at 4 in the morning this morning to go to take him to track. I had to drop him off at the school to get the bus for his track meet today, and I'm exhausted. So bear with me, guys. So let's get into this, all right? So the book starts off with the only reason why I'm here at SoSwap is to help myself. I have absolutely no interest in being an authority, a star poster, or anything of the such. I just want to correct my own flaws and discover life. I don't care about the DJ Bible. I don't care about the form mechanics or the forum custodians or anything of the such. Paul, what's the DJ Bible? I'm glad you asked. So the people at SoSwap, I'll drop a link here in the chat if you guys want to check this out. The people over at SoSwap, which still exists, by the way, the SoSwap forum still exists. They compiled a bunch of like really classic posts and they called it the DJ Bible. So DJ standing for Don Juan, right? Because who's the best womanizer of all time? Don Juan, baby. So they compiled some of the best posts into what they refer to as the Don Juan Bible. And really, if you read all that, you're going to be good with women. That's the selling point, right? So he also says here, too, that he's not posting for anybody else but himself, right? He's there basically doing field reports. Right? This what we call field reports in modern Red Pill, right? He's there doing field reports of what he's learned, what he's learning, and he's not, and if it helps other guys, cool, but that's not why he's there, right? He's not there for clout. He goes, when I do a post, I basically talk to myself. The post is something I found that helps me. That is why it appears in the tip section. If I wanted to discuss it, it would be in the, it would go into the discussion section. Many people do not understand this distinction and start ranting on my threads and don't understand why I don't respond. There's no need to discuss anything. The posts end up becoming so long because I already put in the questions within the post. Okay. He's not there to debate you on this stuff. He's like, I've learned this. Take it or leave it. Right. There's a trend lately where people do not see the post. They just see Pook. So when a Pook post appears, they go Pook baiting, term coined by Ice Pick, a guy named Ice Pick. A good example of this is the habit is all thread. A very simple message that provided clarity in my life, but obfuscated by nonsensical replies. I've noticed this on Twitter. Whenever I post anything, I get a bunch of nonsensical replies. People love to try to debate me, or they attack me, or whatever. And I'm just like, I just think it's funny, honestly. My mission is to try to correct the book. I actually don't care about anything else. Things that help me, I put on the table, since maybe some of you guys have the same problems I did. If the post sounds like Latin to you, then don't consider it. We're all here to fix ourselves because the focus is on ourselves, right? And that's really the concept of Red Pill, right? Developing that mental point of origin. What's in it for you? Doing things for you, fixing you. You can't fix other people. You can't make other people change. You can only change yourself, right? I think that was when my big change came, was when I realized that the problem, that I was the problem. Yeah, good Lord, I need more coffee. I think that was when my big change came, was when I realized I was the problem, not the women. That's why I rage against the focus on women, controlling women tactics posts, or rather when they rage at me. The solution to your problems is not in the women, but in yourself. But it does take a type of humility to realize that you are the problem. Consider the nice guy. He is right and the world/women are wrong. He is backwards. He is wrong and the women are right. I mean, are they right though? Because it could be both be true, right? Women could be trash. But really, it comes down to you can't change the women. We can't change the women. We can only change ourselves, right? Control the controllable. And if every major relationship you've had has failed, well, then you need to realize who the common denominator is, right? It's you. It's you. What could you do to improve relationships and whatever your goals are going forward, right? He says, I've been here for 3 to 4 years looking at my past posts. I can see how A led to B and then to C and so on. For example, the kill that desperation post for me slammed the door shut on tricks and tactics. So what else was there to do? After that came be a man, which separated sexuality from intercourse. This slammed the door on me on all the lay reports and all. We are in a habit nowadays of defining sexuality only to the matters of sex when, in fact, it goes well beyond intercourse. And that's why field reports can be helpful, right? Because it's a record of your progress. It's like when you go to the gym and you're keeping track of how many plates you're putting up, right? You can track your progress over time. You could see if you're developing, if you're even making any progress, right? That's why it's kind of important to make those field reports. That's why I encourage guys in beer club to make their field reports. A lot of guys don't really do that. Or if they do, they don't really put a lot of effort into making the field reports. But if they did, you know, they could. Maybe we should start that. Maybe we should start hashtag field report in Telegram. So that way you guys could make your field reports, put hashtag field report, and then go back and read field reports. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe we'll discuss that next Thursday at the next meetup. It's harder to do that sort of thing in Telegram though, isn't it? You know, it's a little bit easier to do in a forum anyway. No, actually you can. You could go in Telegram and you can look at your account and look at your previous posts in that group. You could do that. Yeah. Paul, you're just being silly now. You could easily do that. All right. Thus, a male and a man are not one, but two. Anyone could be androgynous, and being an androgynous is not a virtue, and being masculine is not a vice. Now, who is Now, who is it that is saying man and woman do not exist in their sexualized forms? Yes, gender theorists do that. Gender theorists hold that masculinity and femininity are socially imposed. In other words, artificial. Man, they were talking about this back in 2000, huh? Like, gender is a construct. I didn't realize that they were the source, but I did realize that something was off sexuality-wise in our world. The nice guys seem not born, but manufactured. So I said, be a man. I want to free sexuality from just intercourse, else the world becomes androgynous and very dull. It is kind of what they're sort of preaching to people, right? They're trying to preach this equality. Men and women are equal. We're all the same. And instead of embracing the differences that complement each other, right? Guys, before we get too far into this, do follow me on social media. The links are in the description. Get on my email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. I will send you some free stickers. If you don't want the stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field, and I won't waste a stamp on you. But you can get 20 dating app openers, and you get a free chapter of my book. Yes, I have a book too. Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, which is available in hardcover, paperback, Kindle, and audiobook. And you can get it if you go to books.comeonmanpod.com, you can find all the formats there. But if you have an Audible subscription, you haven't listened to it yet. My man RP Thor did the narration. So use your next credit on Audible and get the audiobook. And then guys, check out Beer Club. Let me play a commercial for that. Our next meetup is next week on Thursday.
Here's a harsh truth that everybody gets upset about online when I say it. They get upset because of their ego investment into the fairy tale idea of love and partnership. They get upset because of their ego investment into the idea that their woman is their best friend, their confidant. And they think that love will conquer all and that their woman will be there through thick and thin. The truth is that as a man, your woman is hardwired biologically and psychologically to want you to be her rock. It doesn't work the other way around. Women do not care about your struggles as a man. They may think they care. They may even want to care, but her evolutionary DNA will not let her care. If you bring her your problems, she will lose attraction for you over time and she will leave. Now, whenever I talk about this, people lose their minds and start talking about men unaliving themselves. The faster that men learn that women don't care about our struggles, the faster we'll save the lives of men. Men off themselves because of their own ego investments in the Disney fairy tale line. And when that fairy tale goes up in flames, they get zeroed out and they end things. Men do need a proper outlet for dealing with their problems, but going to their woman isn't the answer. Men need a tribe. They need a brotherhood. That's why I created my Beer Club. It's a monthly virtual hangout for men only. It's a place where men can be men. It's a place where men can talk about guy stuff without having to worry about offending women. It's a place where they can go without having to worry about being called toxically masculine. It's a place where they can go to solve their problems. Because men solve problems, women cause problems, you dig? Visit beer.comeonmanpod.com. That's beer.comeonmanpod.com to sign up.
Yes, do sign up. Do sign up. I dropped a link in the chat. It's also in the description. We do have some super chats here. We are past the 8-minute mark, so let's get through these. We got Brother Nathan with his customary $2 super chat. He gets this one.
I'm just gonna say it. This guy fucks. Am I right?
He definitely fucks. Brother Lee with a $5 super chat says, "Don't forget, day shaming works." What's day shaming? Is it like fat shaming? Is it like fat shaming? We're gonna say this.
Talking about horse people. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And then Brother Omega with a $1.99 super chat. He says, for a coffee later or your electric bill. Where can you buy coffee for only $1.99 these days? I mean, with inflation. Let's be serious here. I'm going to give him this one.
Damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
He is a cold-ass honky. Yeah. He's been trying on aviator sunglasses, you know, because that's what pimps do. Everybody knows that. They actually look pretty good. They look pretty good on them. In fact, let's see what else is he saying here. He says, He says, he was talking about here about beer club. Beer club is kind. Even when putting yourself up for judging, you get constructive feedback. Ain't nobody being a dick to you. That's true. That's true. Because he's like, hey, guys, what do you guys think, you know, these sunglasses look like? And we're like, oh, man, looks good. Looks good. Get a fucking haircut, you bet. Anyway, yeah. Anyways. Oh, Luis says, I always thought Puck and Royce had the same style of writing. I disagree. But do you think that Puck became Royce, who became Chateau Hartiste, who, like, whatever happened to that guy? That guy fucking disappeared. I think the last blog post was like in 2019 or something like that from that guy. But they do sort of have a funny way of writing, don't they? It's kind of almost comical. Whereas in Royce, like, half his stuff you can't take seriously because you know he's just fucking around. But Puck writes with a lot of allegory and stuff like that. I was talking to Jack Napier about this because, again, Jack did a, you know, a full audiobook narration of this. And I was saying, I just kept picturing Puck as almost like a genie-like character, like this magical character that's explaining how to be a Don Juan to some young kid. And, like, he's conjuring up women in his hand and stuff, like magic, right? Like a genie would. So that's how I pictured it. But Royce doesn't write like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he is. Nobody really knows. Oh, Lee says, I meant fat shaming. Curse these fat fingers and my terrible spelling skills. Well, you know what? Fat shaming works. Let that be a lesson to you, sir. Okay. Anyway. Okay, where were we? Okay, so he says, in Towards Manhood, so that was the name of a post that he wrote. In Towards Manhood, this thought got dealt with more. I asked a group of guys what a guy does that is male. The only answer they repeated was sex with women. Classic. As big of a supporter I am of sexing women, it shows that sexuality has been chased away and confined to the bedroom. I believe we're entering a new Puritan age where sexuality is outlawed and allowed only through intercourse. The idea of a woman being feminine or a man being masculine drives some people nuts, as if they think they have a right to tell you how you should act. That reminds me, like, we talk about it on the podcast a lot, right? But anyone saying you should do this or you should do that is, they're basically manipulating you, right? What does Nuclear Caudillo say? He's like, people telling you to take the boot off your neck by putting my boot on your neck, right? You should do it this way because I did it that way. Nah. You know, it's like this, all this red pill stuff is really about teaching you how to think, not necessarily what to think. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. How to think, not what to think. And which is good, right? It's like all this kind of stuff, you take what's useful and apply it to your own situation. You know, I'm not telling you, you have to do things my way. You know, it's just like it worked for me. Try it. Right. Anyway, life is much more enjoyable as a masculine figure than a nerdy androgynous. Now, here's a good observation. If sexuality is banned from all arenas except for intercourse, where it cannot be banned, what is the result? The result is that society becomes more androgynous. And the result of that is that sexual intercourse becomes more and more hyped and monumentalized. Ooh, this was like stuff was written back in 2000. And 24 years later, we're sort of seeing that, aren't we? We're seeing like all these simps and, you know, guys putting women on pedestals, but they're not going out and talking to women anymore. They're just sending them cash apps and shit like that. It's like, guys, instead of sending these girls Cash App, send me a super chat and I'll tell you how to get the girls. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway. So your grandmother was right. Intercourse is more paraded more than ever. If you outlaw one part of human sexuality, we just focus on the other part. Sexuality must go somewhere. Also, the Pleasantville analogy of the human race not discovering sex until the 60s is wrong. The 50s and 40s probably had more sex than today. After all, where did the baby boom come from? That's one thing that comes up a lot in the red pill space, right? Is there was never like a golden era, right? A lot of people think, well, before the sexual revolution, before feminism, everybody was happy in their marriages. It's like women still cheated and stuff like that. Get out of here. Get out of here. There was never a perfect time. We are all worms crawling beneath heaven and earth. The Towards Manhood post went on detailing the heaven link of man. The Secret of the Jerk post details the earth link of man. Personally, I think the Towards Manhood post is a far better post than the Secret of the Jerk, because nowadays everyone focuses on the earth link, never on the heaven link. But everyone seems very bent on the earth link. I don't know what that means. We are all centaurs, and we ride the beast through this world. Both elements of the beast and the mind-soul ought to be understood. What good does it do to cut off the heaven element and make no differences between us and apes, wolves, dogs, or Norwegian rats? Ooh, that's a good question to ask, right? Because a lot of times in the red pill space, we are looking at things from an evolutionary point of view, and we often tend to take out the human element, don't we? We're all just apes trying to fuck, right? That's all we're doing. But it's not. Like, humans are more complex than that, right? Secret of the Jerk 2 focuses on the earth link of sexuality being morality, whereas Brave New World focuses on the heaven link of sexuality being morality. Both are to be dealt with. Posts like Feminism on Trial and such is my attack on what these neo-Puritans, these feminists, are doing with sexuality. These neo-Puritans. You mean like guys like Ben Shapiro? Man, he posted a rant yesterday against, it was at Andrew Tate, and I quote tweeted it, and I just thought it was ridiculous, because he was saying, like, anybody who teaches you to just go out and spin plates and never get married and to abandon kids and all this kind of stuff, well, they're grifters. And I'm like, first of all, I don't think Andrew Tate's ever said anything about abandoning kids, but okay. And then I'm like, anyone that's just pushing marriage without any experience of the family court system, they're a grifter. You know, like, get out of here. Get out of here, Ben Shapiro. He's exactly what Pook's talking about here with a neo-Puritan. We call them tradcons now. I gave up trying to figure out how to get women and understanding women, because I kept coming back to defining men. Just as you cannot define day without defining night, so too you cannot define women without defining men. Thus, my focus became placed on sexuality, meaning both sexes and the laws that influence them. Thus, my focus became placed on sexuality, meaning both sexes and the laws that influence them. There we go. I want to mine the secrets of nature to see how that can better myself. I have no desire to be seen as an oracle, and I despise people who see me as one. By the way, get his books. Fucking phenomenal. The guy's basically an oracle. I'm just kidding. Oh, Brother John sent a $10 super chat. Thank you so much. He says, has anyone else noticed the amount of buy the bride a drink or it's my birthday Venmo or Cash App on the back window of cars lately? How entitled can you get? Is that a thing? Well, you are a truck driver. You probably see that a lot. Buy the bride a drink or it's my birthday Venmo. And I'm going to buy that. I'm going to get one. I'm just going to put it. It's my birthday. Buy me a drink Venmo. And like, they don't know it's not my birthday. They don't fuck it. It's my unbirthday. Fuck them. Give me Venmo me, fucker. I'm just kidding. He's going to get this one. Let's see here.
Shame this horse.
Yes, we got to shame the whores that have Venmo and Cash App on the back of their car. Okay. We'll unstar these ones here. Oh, yes. Sad thing, John, is simps will send the money. Yes, yes. I need more simps. Guys, help me get more simps so I could get some Cash App and Venmo. Okay. I don't even put my Cash App and Venmo out there, but I'm going to get that fucking sticker for my car and say, simp for me. Simp for me. Here's my Venmo. He says, one thing I still cannot understand is why people talk of Puck as a person. There seems to be a contest going about who can best psychoanalyze the Puck. Alas, I wasn't invited to such a contest, and when I say what I am, people don't believe it. I tell you exactly how I think with my posts, but that is not enough. Puck is either this or that. Consider this thread. I posted here because they kept on talking about Puck, psychoanalyzing him, etc., etc. That pissed me off, as they don't know Puck, and I'm the only one who really does. So the speed seducers came after me. They said, saying be a man is not enough. We need practical advice. Throughout all of this, the secret of the jerk was on my computer, which dealt very much with the earth plane. I grew tired of this and just decided to post the article. And everyone shut up. Why? Because instead of trying to understand themselves, they tried to understand Puck. Puck is this. Puck is that. Puck is Puck. Guys, what more needs to be said? You know what? That reminds me. Like, I love when I post, you know, random thoughts about the whammen, especially if they're sort of misogynistic. And then I get the people, like, assuming my life story, you know, commenting, especially on Twitter. It's really funny. They're like, this guy is 63 years old and has had three failed marriages and has never had kids. It's like, what? I'm not 63 years old. I've only been married once, decided that's just not for me. And then I have two wonderful kids. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't know anything about me. You see one post that outraged you, and you just make all these assumptions, a bunch of fucking retarded assumptions. But that's just people, right? People being people, just peopling all the time. Guys, I still have a couple of copies of my autographed book. I think I have two left. I think two left of the special edition. If you go to comeonmanpod.gumroad.com, you can get like the last autographed copies of the special edition. There's still a couple available. I haven't been pushing that a lot, but I just noticed Stream Elements was trying to sell some books for me. Wait, oh, I was going to say, Nurse Chick says, does gimping count? And then she says, gimp is the female version of simp, right? At first, I was like, wait a second, what is she talking about? Is she talking about like the gimp masks and like the what? Nurse Chick, what are you getting at? Like, are you better not be buying ball gags and shit. Oh, John Smith says, who hurt you? Drink. Yes, everybody drink. Everybody drink. Okay, here we go. What? Yeah, because there's an episode of The Dragon Ship where Thor talks about simp being an acronym, right? Which is suckers something mediocre pussy, right? It's was it immortalizing or something like that? Mediocre pussy, and the girls, the gimp version is actually pretty good. It's that you want girls to be a gimp. Look for that episode. I think it got demonetized because, you know, Thor. Anyway, so he says here, Puck is a Puck. What more needs to be said? Consider a recent example with Power Ego. He accused the Puck of being, workaholic, and that I was demanding everyone to become a workaholic. I kept talking to him just so he would keep talking, knowing full well the Fountain of Youth post was on my computer. When I grew tired of him, I just posted FOY, so the Fountain of Youth post, and that was that. Look at this quote I got from another board. Quote, the entire foundation of Puk's current predicament is that he has the entire foundation of Puk's current predicament is that he has dehumanized women to the point where he considers them to be grossly inferior creatures who are unworthy of his company. Unsurprisingly, that didn't even raise an eyebrow on SS. So suave. Since that's also the foundation of every other approach to being a playa. Anyone that considers such an attitude to be masculine needs to buy a dictionary. Just because a woman is intelligent doesn't make her masculine. The two are completely unrelated. Likewise, ignorance of self-delusional stupidity are not in the least bit masculine. Puk has taken a path of quasi-intellectual wanking and turned his back on the very nature that he so vigorously plagiarizes the classics to champion. So basically, Puk is a misogynist and, he's dehumanizing women, right? Aren't we all in the red pill space? Isn't that what we're doing? I had a guy DM me on Twitter and he's like, what you're teaching men is harmful. And I'm like, is it? How is it harmful? And he's like, teaching men not to be chaste is harmful in the long run because of blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, is it though? I mean, like, says who? According to who? Like, what? And anyway, he keeps going on about how, like, I'm just teaching men, to just endlessly fuck women and spin plates and stuff. I'm like, you clearly have never tuned into any of my podcasts. Like, why don't you shut the fuck up? Stop assuming things. Go tune into the full episodes and maybe learn something. Because I've never said that. I basically tell guys, do what's best for you. If spinning plates for the rest of your life is what's best for you, then maybe do that, right? Because there's guys out there that they cannot be faithful to one girl at a time, right? And guys by our nature are polygynous, right? So we want to fuck everything that moves. A lot of guys have control over that. A lot of guys have no choice, right? Because they can't get other girls or they would, right? And then other guys, they control that and they just say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then other guys are like, I just can't help myself. I got pussy being thrown at me. I've got to fucking fuck that pussy. I got to do it. So then these guys get into, poly-mono relationships. If that works for them, fine. Like personally, I would be like, why not just not be in any kind of poly-mono relationship? Like just spin plates, that's just me though. But like, who am I to tell someone like how to live their life? I'm not fucking telling you that. Live your life how you want to live your life, man. So I told that guy, I was like, look, people could take the stuff that they learn on my show and apply their own morals to it and their own values, So like if you want to be chaste, right? You want to date for marriage or whatever, like you could take all the information I tell you and then just apply your own fucking rules to it. You might have a harder time than other people because you're trying not to bang every chick out there. And then a lot of chicks out there will think that you don't like them because you're not going to make a move. And now you end up in the friend zone and you're wondering why. Well, there are consequences, but you got to do what you think is right. Might not be effective, but that's on you, man. Anyway, so he goes, these people condemn the Puk for being an intellectual. By the way, how can you plagiarize the classics? Classics aren't copyrighted. And I haven't even gotten started on the classics and the knowledge of sexuality they hold. Yet some people are currently angry at me because I have been busy bashing intellectuals. So which is it, guys? Am I an intellectual or not an intellectual? People like to make assumptions, don't they? I like this too. So that's another thing too, just FYI. And I was thinking about this last night when I was getting ready for this. The reason why I can do streams, like the Science of Getting Rich and do, a whole series on the Science of Getting Rich or the Book of Puk is because they're not copyrighted. Someone took a compilation of Puk's stuff and they're profiting off of it. Poor Puk probably should be kicked a few bucks for this, but they're freely available. You can go find his posts on the SoSWAP forums to this day, right? I dropped a link to the DJ Bible, and a lot of those links are Puk's original posts. You know, you can still find those. So that stuff's freely open source. Someone just took them all and compiled them all into a book. And then there's a few other people out there that have turned his book into audiobooks, including Jack Napier, right? So anyway, they're not copyrighted. It's what we call open source. As you can imagine, this is so comedic, as would be worthy of the pen of Molière. Lately, some people say Puk is a misogynist. He hates women. That sounds familiar. Yet, I have a series of posts where a youth goes, evil women, and paints women as evil, and I show that youth, the youth wrong, and that women may very well be opposite. Which often you guys hear me talk about on this channel too, right? Like, women aren't good or bad for their hypergamous nature. They're just women. That's just how they are. So it's like, the better we understand that, the better we can strategize our relationships and have more of a chance of more effective relationships, right? It's kind of like the art of war, knowing your enemy, right? All these attempts to psychoanalyze the Puk are going to be wrong. Stop worrying about the Puk and worry about yourselves. If you don't like what the Puk says, don't listen to him. Puk is a big fat egotist. Yet I have posts detailing that progress only comes through humility. As one who thinks he knows all the answers will never post anything new since he knows everything. Oh man, you know, last night, my man Nuclear Caudillo posted a really good live stream. And it was for guys who get burnt out from dating, right? Guys who get burnt out from dating and like how to handle it. It was a pretty good stream. And I think about 12 minutes in, he starts talking about all these guys out there that keep going out there and they keep making the same mistakes over and over again, right? And the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, right? So he's like, maybe stop thinking that you fucking know everything and maybe go and swap some notes with guys that have had success and maybe try some of that stuff out, you know? And it's like, yeah, man, empty your cup. Empty your fucking cup. You don't know everything. I don't fucking know everything, right? That's one of the blessings of being of Rollo Tomasi inviting me on the Rule Zero panel almost 2 years ago now, is that I get to sit under the learning tree of these guys that have been making red pill content for years. And, you know, I get to learn and see what they do. Like, how do they do it, right? I get to actually learn from people like Paul Benjamin and fucking Ryan Stone. Like I'm not trying to fucking say I know everything, right? Anyway, so empty your fucking cups, guys. You can't fill a cup that's already full, right? So empty your cup. Maybe you learn a thing or two. Let's see here. He says here, I have been accused and labeled as everything under the sun. What is funny is even when I am truthful about who I am, like the feminine on trial thread, people don't believe it and think I'm lying. No, I am who I've said I am. He's a Puk, guys. Let me go ahead and also add here Pukman's advice to a suffering newbie, because it's really short. I'll go ahead and add this to this stream, because the next stream is going to be on the 15 lessons of Puk, right? And it's actually a lot of chapters. And so what I'll do is I'll probably make that one into a single episode. And I've already done this. I've already done the 15 lessons for a young man from Puk. So we'll just recreate that episode for guys that may have missed it last year when I did it the first time. So let me add this one to this stream. And then the next Puk video will be on the 15 lessons, which are really fucking good. So he says, Pukman's advice to a suffering newbie. Anti-Dump had a metaphor that I like a lot. Anti-Dump was another guy in the SoSWAP forums, by the way. Anti-Dump had a metaphor that I like a lot. You should be free as a bird, flapping around, singing, full of joy with life. Women want to fuck the bird and throw it in a cage. Cage equals commitment. When birds try to fly into the cage, wouldn't you think something is wrong with that bird? After all, who wants a bird that wants to be in a cage? No woman wants the birds that are free. Or he says, no. Women want the birds that are free, wild, and beautiful. They want a good catch. Good catches do not fly into cages. Only wounded and needy birds do. Guys, this is why I often talk about why you need to let women bring up exclusivity. You can't be pushing for exclusivity. Even if that's what you would prefer, you can't be the one that brings it up because it's unattractive, needy behavior. So he's using this analogy of a bird in a cage to explain that, right? Women, a bird that wants to fly into a cage, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, right? You're like, what the fuck's wrong with that bird, right? And women instinctually know that too. They know a guy, like an attractive man, doesn't want to be tied down. They want that challenge of trying to lock that guy down, right? He goes, women aren't complicated. Our feelings just get in the way of what we want to do rather than what we should do. We want to rub their feet and build statues of them. We should demand respect and reward them only for good behavior. Right? So he's basically saying we tend to want to put these girls on pedestals and then they look down on us or walk all over us, right? But what we should be doing is demand respect and reward them for good behavior, right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I like how he says we should do this, but there's that word again, that should word. It's like, what's more effective, do you think? What's more effective, do you think, guys? Putting them on the pedestal or getting respect? What would you rather have? Anyway, true passion can only be achieved when the man is willing to walk away at a moment's notice. After all, if you say, I love you, after a coffee date, then the passion is gone because you have shown that you will not walk away. Flowers and gifts should be used as a reward, not as an item to buy her affections. When a woman treats you with indifference, you challenge her. This is one of the things I learned from Corey Wayne's books, right? That oftentimes guys, you know, they'll go to first dates with chocolates and flowers and shit, thinking that they're being all smooth, and really, women see that as a bribe for sex. They know exactly what you're fucking doing. Women aren't stupid. Make them earn that sort of thing, you know, with their investment, right? This, like, they don't have to, you know, do anything specific, but they have to invest. They have to want to invest in the relationship with you, whatever that means to you. For most guys, it's they need to at least have sex, right? Anyway, guys, we're dirty birdies. He says, when a woman treats you with disrespect, you punish her by withdrawing your affection and time. When a woman treats you well with respect and affection, you want, you reward her. So, yeah. Operant conditioning, really. I think the solid line of thought that will get you as many girls as you want and keep your relationships bright and fiery is, do not have desire. What the fuck? That doesn't make sense. I think the solid line of thought that will get you as many girls as you want and keep your relationships bright and fiery is do not have desire. Oh, I think he's meaning basically an attachment to outcome. I think that's what he's meaning there. He goes, of course, being desireless is impossible. You cannot go up to any guy and talk, right? you should be able to do the same with women. The only things that are holding you back are, one, not understanding women, and two, desire makes you too nervous and uptight. Yeah. So he's talking about an attachment to outcome, right? Going up to a woman, expecting something of her, like, let that go. Don't expect anything. And then when it happens, awesome. Oh, I was telling one of my clients this the other day, right? Because he was saying how he was getting frustrated that when he's chatting with women on dating apps, that he's asking all the questions and they're not asking anything back of him. And he's wondering if that's a lack of interest. And I was like, well, when you're initially meeting a chick on a dating app, you got to assume that she doesn't give a shit about you. Like, she doesn't give a shit about getting to know you necessarily, right? And honestly, that makes your job easier. So if you assume she doesn't give a shit about you or your story or anything like that, then that's less for you to have to say about yourself, and you want to be a mystery anyway. So you keep her talking. It just makes your life easier. And then if she does ask something, you're like, your ears will perk up and go, oh, look at this chick. She's actually interested in me, you know? And then that's where you'll really be able to detect a high interest or not, right? And then when she asks about you, you want to keep your answer short and vague and playful and not too serious anyway, because you want to keep that mystery alive. So now your job is harder because she's asking about you, right? So anyway, it's all how you look at things. With all the great articles at this site and this message forum, you'll eliminate number one quite fast. Number two is a bit harder. Some people are naturals at it. Peak. Others have to go through a long series of crash and burns, rejections, and horrible relationships before they realize it was their desire that made them overlook all flaws and made them act illogically. He says, anti-dump there. Isn't that true? Like, we tend to overlook all these red flags because we're all up in our feels and we have this attachment to outcome. But if you let all that stuff go and you are become lovingly detached from women, you can start seeing this stuff, right? You can actually make better decisions. Funny how that works. You should be commended, since most men think they are masters at romance. Everyone thinks they are right about everything. By coming here, you are already on the path to becoming a Don Juan. Soon, women will tremble with passion in your presence. If you're serious about educating yourself, then this site is going to change your life. It did for me. So that's the first two chapters there. What do you guys think so far? So far, nothing too crazy, nothing too eye-opening, monumental, nothing that you haven't heard before, right? What's funny is, I think a lot of the stuff that Pook lays out in the book of Pook, some of it's going to be familiar to a lot of you guys. It's going to be familiar to a lot of you guys. Some of it's going to be eye-opening. But what's funny is, a lot of this stuff was written before your favorite dating coach even fucking came on the scene, because your favorite dating coach probably learned a lot of shit from this guy, right? It's like I did a whole episode on the family tree of game. It's like, well, where did your guru fucking learn this stuff? Guys like Pook. Guys like Pook that were in the pickup artist forums in the early 2000s, late 1990s, you know? So this stuff is like the origin, you know, this kind of stuff is like the actual source material of some of your stuff that's been, third generation removed. So that's what's going to be really good about this series. I highly recommend you guys stick with it for me. Let's see here. Oh, John says lovingly detached is a game changer. It really is. It really is. Doesn't mean you don't love your girl. I did a whole stream on being lovingly detached. Hey, Nuke. Nuke's here. I gave you a shout out, brother. I don't know if you missed it, if you're just showing up. I gave you a shout out for your episode yesterday, and talk about 12 minutes into your episode yesterday, you talk about, guys thinking they fucking know everything. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you got to empty your cup. You got to realize you don't know everything, and that you could always learn something new. You might think something works really good for you, and then you might find that something works even better, Anywho. All right, guys, that's all I have for this episode. We did the first two chapters. Tune in to Rule Zero tomorrow. My man, Jack Napier, I think, is popping his hosting cherry of Rule Zero. Finally. Fucking finally. The guy's been on the panel for like over 2 years. You know, he made an official member sometime last year, but he had been on the panel well before that because Cappy would always bring him on as a guest. And now he's finally saying, you know what, I'll host this weekend. It was like, oh, okay, yeah, fuck yeah, please do. Please do. So I think Jack is going to host. I think we're going to be talking about the changes that might be coming up with Bumble, the dating app, and how they're realizing that women making the first move is not a good idea. It's a terrible fucking idea. It's one of the reasons I hate that dating app. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And then I am hosting Dragon Ship tomorrow. We're going to be talking about an article I found in the Red Pill archive from the Women's Red Pill, which is interesting. I stumbled upon that in the Red Pill archive. The women had their own Red Pill subreddit that got quarantined. And I found a really interesting article where this lady had this revelation of all the blue-pilled lies she'd been told her whole life. And I was like, oh, that's kind of a fascinating little tidbit. Let's go over that. So there's about six of them. And so the panel on the Dragon Ship, we're going to discuss that. The blue-pilled lies that women are told. So tune into that. Other than that, guys, please like, subscribe, hit those notifications if you haven't done so already. And thanks to everybody that sounded off in the live chat. That helps these go by much smoother. Thanks for all you guys that sent super chats. That supports the show probably more than anything else. You know, if you guys are watching this on Facebook, you can send stars. I don't know how that works, but I think it's the same thing as super chats. Follow me on social media. The links are in the description. Do get on the email list, guys. I'll send you a bunch of free stuff, including stickers and 20 dating app openers, all for freezies. And then do get my book. I have a book, too, called Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18. It's not just about dating and relationships, although those are the majority of it. But I actually talk to you about building wealth and saving for retirement and how to get out of debt. I talk about all that kind of stuff in the book. Okay, it's not just about getting the girls. It's about it's a handbook for your life. So if you have an Audible credit, use your next Audible credit on the audiobook. I highly recommend that. And the guys do join the beer club, beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's only 10 bucks a month. It's a good group of dudes. It's a place where we can swap notes like Puck. And our next meetup, we have video meetups at least once a month. And our next one is on the 25th. So next week on Thursday. And it's just a good group of guys. We get together and swap notes and talk shop and just talk about guy stuff. It's a good outlet for guys to network and get together. A lot of guys don't have an outlet like that. All right, guys, that's all I have. I don't see any more super chats in there. We will see you tomorrow on Rule Zero.
This has been the Come On Man podcast. Now, go out and get it.